Hi folks, it's Pilgrim Chris, and Sunday morning, and I'm catching up on Audio Booze. And I've had, over the past week or so, quite a lot of DM booze and quite a few public booze that I've been tagged in, and I'm catching up on those now. I do try and respond to Audio Booze fairly quickly, but it's been a very busy week for me, so my apologies to people that I've not yet responded to. I will. I'm trying to catch up, and this one, as you can see from the title of the boo, is to a response to Shadow Son, who I didn't know before my boo on asking the question, why do you boo? And I think it might have been through Claire Randall that Shadow Son discovered me and my boo. And I don't know your name, Shadow Son. I can't find that in your bio, and I don't know what to call you, but I'll DM you and see if we can resolve that. But for now, I just want to say thank you for your response and for your reasons for audio booing. And it's interesting that a lot of responses have been similar to yours, in that people actually do want conversation. And they're using audio boo for many different reasons, and multiple reasons as well. Some, you know, people are using it to record an audio log, put their thoughts out and to communicate with others. And I think part of the process of listening to audio boos is to work out, when you're listening to somebody's boo, whether a response is necessary and whether it's invited and that sort of thing. And so sometimes I'll listen to a boo where there's no clear reason to respond, and then I won't respond as such, unless I want to, of course. And that's the great thing. We can create a conversation where none's existed with audio boo. We can start a dialogue, even if the person who's recorded a boo not so much wasn't particularly seeking a dialogue, but wasn't really expecting one, if you like. And of course, we don't have to respond, do we? Even to a response. We don't have to respond to people. And it's everybody's audio booing for different reasons. But it's nice to see that a lot of people, who follow me and new followers that I'm getting, are interested in this idea of having a dialogue, of commenting, of responding. And Shadow Son, you mentioned that within the app we can't comment yet. We can send a reply, we can send a DM, but we can't really comment as such. And this is something that I'm pretty sure audio boo are working on for future releases of the app. And I've spoken quite a lot in depth about this in the past, and now it's just a waiting game. But I'm working around that. The problems that I had before, because I only use my smartphone, I don't really use my laptop for audio boo. But the problems I've had, I'm getting around them. I'm just making the effort, really. I will go onto the web interface on my mobile phone to put a written comment on somebody's boo, if necessary. Or I will simply just record an audio boo and tag the person in it, or send a DM boo. And I find that the easiest method. The app is quite capable of that. And I tend to record my boos when I have a signal. There's talk in the past about people finding the app difficult to use because it drops out of signal sometimes, especially if they're like me, a hiker and walking in the hills and trying to record an audio boo. And in those cases, we tend to record boos and then send them later via email or something, an email boo. But for all intents and purposes, it's just taking the time, sitting down in a place where there's a good connection, listening to boos and responding and making a little bit of time for that. And that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to find a little bit of time in the week, putting time aside, because if I want to engage and I want a conversation, it's not about me posting stuff up and expecting people to reply to me. It's also about people putting comments up, me listening in and responding and having the time to do that. And any good conversation, any good interaction, any good social interaction requires that we listen and respond, and taking the time to do that. Thank you, Shadow Son, for your comments. And it's great to find people who are seeking something similar with similar interests. I noticed that you're a walker and you like the outdoors. And although I'm not visually impaired or blind, And so, and that's a topic I know fairly little about, although I do have quite a following from the visually impaired community. It's something that I'm quite interested in, and because it broadens my horizons. One of the reasons I want to converse with people is to understand them, understand their thoughts, understand what they're going through in the sense of their life. Because only by having a conversation can we understand other people and challenge our own views and increase our own knowledge of other people and what's going on around us. So thanks for that, and I'll speak to you soon.